that, you know, if they're listening right now, I think that we've really prioritized tenants that are there. We acknowledge that these are folks' homes that have been there for a long time. We have been connecting with tenants from the beginning. So this project was first proposed to County Council early 2019, and we've been talking with tenants since then about it. And the tenants have always been the first to know. We've always communicated with our tenants first before things have happened. So, you know, early 2020, we went to council with a tenant relocation strategy, and prior to us doing that, tenants were notified first of what their options were going to be, again, so that they are our priority in this process. So some of the things we've done is that we have been working for about 2 years now and not rehousing any vacant units. So we currently have 4 units that are vacant, and we did this to maintain our ability to support tenants throughout the construction process. In addition, we are working with tenants directly impacted by phase one, and we're working with each family to find a suitable, safe, and affordable home for them to live in permanently or temporarily, depending on what that family would like to do in the long term. And so we are working with each family very closely to ensure that they are supported throughout this process.